Most of the time we think about the Old Testament understanding and vision of God as being separate from us, as being distant from us. God is watching us from a distance. God is separate from us, far distant from us. God is kept a safe distance away, behind the veil in the Holy of Holies, in the temple, in the tabernacle of the wilderness. The Word of God is placed on stones and put into the Ark of the Covenant and kept far away. If you touch it, you get shocked and die. You stay away, or you get melted like those Nazis did in the movie. You stay away from God. You keep God at distance because God has a tendency to melt you if you get too close. We seem to think of the God as described in the Old Testament as a justice angry Moses type God. Distant and far, hard to approach, impossible to have a relationship with. And then Jeremiah goes and ruins the whole picture with today's reading. For he uses an image here that strikes me as sounding a little more like the new covenant and not the old. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them up out of the land of Egypt. When I took them by the hand, that brings to my mind and visions in my mind of a father or a mother reaching down to take the hand of their little child, to take the hand of their child as the child toddles along and leads them slowly away from harm. Or in my case, when I would get up on the railing and looking at the waterfall and Dad would reach out and snatch me away. Get away from that. That's more like it for me. Reaching out and taking our hand. That's the image here. God, a father, God, a mother, reaching out to take the hand of the child and lead that child away. What a beautiful image. What a powerful, life-transforming image. An image of God, not distant, not separate, but right here, taking our hand. That's one image that is used. The second image that is used is a little more familiar to us from the prophets especially, where God views the relationship also as one of marriage. The very next phrase does that. A covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. The first image is one of a father or a mother taking their child's hand. The second image is one of a spouse who is betrayed by their love, whose love goes astray. Now, in the ancient culture, it was a husband who is betrayed by a wife who goes astray. In our culture, either way it works, where the spouse goes astray, goes to another, takes their love to another, instead of to the one to whom they are covenanted, the one to whom they are married, the one to whom they are bound by love and commitment. Indeed, that is how God views our sin, as that kind of betrayal. We have taken the love given. We have taken the largesse that God has given us. We have taken the forgiveness and the position that God gives us to be God's spouse, and we have turned and gone to another, and gone to another for love, and gone to another breaking our commitment. And even though we've done that, even though the people of God have done that, the prophet Jeremiah says that God even though he has been betrayed by us, does not throw us away. I will put my law within them. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. Since being separate from them was no good, since being on tablets of stone in the Ark of the Covenant, hidden in the Holy of Holies, kept far removed, was no good, I'm going to write it on their hearts. I'm going to put my law, my word, within them. I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, "Know the Lord," for they shall all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. No longer will the community be stratified by priests and prophets and the masses. No longer will the community be stratified by those who can enter the Holy of Holies, those who can make the sacrifices, and those who must stand outside. No longer will the community stratified by those who have studied the Word and those who haven't. No longer will the community be stratified, male and female, slave or free, Gentile or Jew. No longer will the community be stratified, but they shall all know me, says the Lord. That sounds like Paul to me, where Paul says, in Christ there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male or female. For all live in that relationship with God. All know Yahweh. All know the Lord. It echoes Paul to me, and so I was thinking and remembering some of the things that we've been studying in the Romans Bible study, and this came up to me from Romans chapter 8, verse 10 and following. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through the Spirit that dwells in you. No longer separate from us, no longer distant from us, no longer is the covenant apart from us or separate from us, something that is not a part of our very living. No longer is it a distant God watching us from a distance. It is now a God right here with us and within us. Breathe on me, breath of God, we sang. And we should mean it. For the breath of God comes to fill us, to empower us, to strengthen us, to enable us. And that's the Holy Spirit. Christians, as we claim this passage from Jeremiah, claim to live in this new covenant relationship with God, one where it is not a distant relationship, but one in which God has written God's very nature, love, and life on our hearts, one which transforms us, is written on us, enables us to then be the children of God, witnessing to the love of God to all. That's a very simple message, this new covenant, but it can be so difficult to live. The church has frequently failed to live up to the calling it has received. We so very frequently create our own standards, our own expectations, our own rules and regulations, rather than calling on everyone to enter into that relationship with God that is being described here. Enter into that covenant life with God that is described here in Jeremiah, that Paul reflects on in Romans, that Jesus taught us and showed us by coming to live among us, by calling these fisher guys These tax collectors, some stink and some you don't want to be around at all. Especially not because you get close to April 15th. We take the covenant and we pervert it. Jesus came and showed us that the covenant is open to all. We take the covenant and pervert it. Give me your rubber band. Who has a rubber band? Didn't y'all get one? Oh, good. You didn't arm the front row. I'm happy about that. Who has one? Who has a rubber band? Thank you. All right, here we go. Instead of allowing that covenant to bind us together, we have taken it and turned it into a weapon. We have taken and turned it so frequently in the church. We have taken it and turned it into a weapon. And beaten on our sisters and brothers. And told them they weren't good enough to be in church. And told them that they couldn't become a member because they had some certain particular sin that we think is important. Thank you. Did you hear what the prophet said? Did you hear what the prophet said proclaiming for God? I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. We have a hard time with that last bit. We're always remembering other people's sins. We're always remembering other people's sins. We're also always remembering our own. God doesn't remember them. I will remember their sin no more. Oh, my sisters and brothers, the gospel is clear. The calling is clear. The relationship is clear. The covenant we have is not a separate one, not a distant one, but is right here with us in our midst and written on our hearts and in our lives and in our very breathing. And we are called to live it and relate it to others. Not turn it into a weapon, but relate it to others. Give it to others. And allow the covenant relationship to bind us to God and us to each other in love. I invite us now as we move to the very end of Lent to remember that God does not remember our sins any longer. That God calls us into the covenant relationship and forgives our iniquities. Forgives that we have rejected the hand. Forgives and welcomes us home. Open yourselves this day and in the coming weeks to God's loving presence, to God's covenant relationship, and live in faith. Exercise the covenant. Live in faith. And remember, God is closer to you, written on your heart, closer to you than your own breath. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2009 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.